Just gotta chill him. Just thinking here, sitting here, trying to think about what is so Shabbos Nachamu about this gathering, and I'm very grateful that it's an opportunity for Chav and the Shul to come together.
Yeah, it's very, just be closer. Yeah.
Come together to have Malka Malka together, Shiras, Vesish Bachus Lashem. So we have to understand that I only have 30 seconds left. So I'm going to skip the kashas and go straight to the teretz. Nechama must mean to build the Beis HaMikdash. And when we take a look at the Divrei Chazal into what builds Beis HaMikdash, we find something very interesting. Shabbos Nachamu always coincides with Parshas Veschanon. And why is Veschanon the Parsha of Nechama? So to understand this, we have to explain the following thing. David HaMelech is the one who really initiates the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And although it's Shlomo who builds the Beis HaMikdash, it's David's bias, it's called Beis David. And the reason why David is the one who builds the Beis HaMikdash is because we say so in davening every day. We say, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. The reason why there's Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid is because Mizmor Shir. David was a person who was connected to the union of Shira. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. That's why in Chanukah, where we celebrate the Chanukah Sabayis and we light the menorah in front of the bayis, the Rama writes that in order to transform the seudas, which we do on Chanukah, into seudas mitzvahs, so if we sing, by singing, it transforms and it elevates a seudas rishus into being a seudas mitzvah. That's why we find it's very pashut that Chanukah is a time of singing, of Moz to Yeshuasi. By the menorah, it becomes lichtig when it's involved with Shir v'sishbachas Lashem. And the same thing is true, Rabbeinu Shrabbeinu, when it comes to the Mishkan. The Torah says, Vayakim Moshe es ha-Mishkan. And the reason why the hands of Moshe build the Mishkan is because Moshe also sings. Because it says, Az Yashar Moshe b'nei Yisrael. Since Moshe was able to lead b'nei Yisrael in song, so for him, he had the Adayim to be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, when Klal Yisrael sang Shira by the Yamsuf, so the Torah is written in a Tzura, as we know, in the Sefer Torah, of Ariach al-Gabi Levena. Not the classical line-by-line style, but rather what's called Ariach al-Gabi Levena. What is Ariach al-Gabi Levena? It means bricks. Bricks on top of mortar. That's what it means, Ariach al-Gabi Levena. Or bricks on top of other types of bricks. Why is the Shira written in a way of Ariach al-Gabi Levena? It's demonstrating to us that by singing Shira, you're building. And in fact, Chazal tell us that by the Yom Suf, when the Yidden crossed, there were 12 paths which were made, connected the 12 Sha'arim of the Beis HaMikdash that every Shevet had, and the water turned into the Tzur of the Beis HaMikdash. That the songs which Klal Yisrael sing and the Beis HaMikdash, they go hand in hand. That singing Shiras V'Sishbachos LaHashem builds the Beis HaMikdash. We find the same thing by Purim. That by Purim, that when the sons of Haman are hung, it's also written in not quite Ariach al-Gabi Levena, but it's written in columns. And the reason why that is because the Megillah says that altogether there were Chamesh Miyosish who were killed, Vaseres B'nei Haman. Chamesh Miyos and Aseres B'nei Haman is Gematria 5:10, which is the Gematria of Shir. And the reason why it's written in the Tzur of Shira is because with Misas Rishayim, it causes for Shira Vizimra. I forget the pasuk right now, it says something Rishayim Rina. Be'ave be'ibud Rishayim Rina. That when there's a Misas Rishayim, it causes to rejoice and to sing for Klal Yisrael. Therefore, it's not a coincidence that the Megillah, Chazal saying the Gemara, why is there not a Halal on Purim? So the Gemara says, Megillah Zuhilula, that the Megillah is the Shira. So since the Megillah is the Shira, there has to be a part of the Megillah which is written Betzuras Shira. And since it was a Shira, so immediately after the demise of Haman, Chlaisel goes ahead and builds the second Beis HaMikdash. It was born out of the Shiras of Tishbachas that B'nai Yisrael sang through the Yeshua of Purim. So therefore, when we try to understand why Shabbos Nachamu, there's a Nechama, is because Shira brings to a rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Vaschanan El Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu makes a Tchina. Vaschanan is also Gematria Shira. Moshe Rabbeinu sings. So in the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the very first parsha, which is called Vaschanan, is Gematria Shira. The Nechama is that through the Shiras V'Tishbachos, which we sing, we build the Beis HaMikdash. Malava Malka is a Zman which belongs to David HaMelech. And that's because Shabbos is a Zman of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, like we say when we sing the Chadoidi. We say, Mikdash Melech Yemelucha, Kumi Tzim Neteich HaFeicha. The Shabbos is a Zman of Beis HaMikdash, it's a Bechina Beis HaMikdash, which means that when Shabbos goes away, we say, Vaya of the Nefesh. That the Nefesh goes away, that the Nefesh of David goes away, the Nefesh of Shabbos goes away. Memela, how do we restore the Beis HaMikdash and rebuild it again? It's by singing, by Malafa Malka, by Moitzei Shabbos, which is Sudas Dav and Malka Mashicha. It's the Shiras V'Tishbachos, which gives us a rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash into the week, which allows us that the Shiraim of Shabbos in the week is through the Mizmor Shir, which we sing every day. We say, Mizmor Shir Lem HaShabbos. That's the Mizmor Shir for Shabbos. But every day has its Shira. Hayom Mishan B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, Shlishi B'Shabbos. Shibo Hayu HaLevim, Oyim B'Beis HaMikdash. They sang this song. And it's the Shira which we do during the week through the Shir Shal Yoyim, which connects us to Shabbos, Hayom Yom Rishon, Sheini, Shlisha B'Shabbos, Revi B'Shabbos, V'chule V'chule. That there's a Shiraim of the Beis HaMikdash which is left. So therefore, V'eschanan El Hashem means Moshe Rabbeinu sings Shira. And through that Shira creates a Beis HaMikdash. Moshe Shira is Gematria Beis HaMikdash. So in the Schus of coming together on Shabbos Nachamu, and coming together and singing and bringing ourselves together, this is really very much in the spirit of Shabbos Nachamu. We feel the Nechama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us, that in the schos of coming together and singing Shiras V'Zachos HaShem, Hashem Shemaim, Yishu B'Zechet, to see with our own eyes. V'Zach HaZen, Yenu B'Shibach HaTzim B'Racha, V'Mehera V'Minu, Amen.
Amen.